Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. 36 Lansing police officers laid off this summer, and now the department will be gaining 11 positions due to almost $2.5 million in federal grant money. To discuss the impact of this funding and the need for additional officers, I'm joined by Lansing Police Chief Teresa Szymanski. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing this evening, Mike?
Very good. Now, you know, anytime we see a reduction in the number of police officers, the issue of public safety becomes a primary concern. Since the layoffs in July, has the department's ability to respond to crime been in any way affected?
You know what, Mike? It's been difficult. In July 1st, we lost 36 police officers, and there's no question that it's been a strain on us. We're going pretty much from call to call to call. But we're very fortunate. We've got great men and women who work at the Lansing Police Department, and they're able to get the job done. They're taking their calls and doing a fantastic job. But, yeah, it's definitely caused a strain, and we are tickled pink that we're going to be able to get back 11 officers from this grant that we were awarded yesterday by the federal government. So that's really great news that we're celebrating today.
These 11 positions, are they going to be filled by officers that were previously laid off, or will these be open for hiring new police officers?
No, Mike, we will call the officers back by seniority and get 11 of them back as soon as possible. I'm hopeful here within the next couple weeks.
So $2.5 million, how long will that supply funding for salaries for these 11 officers?
If the grant is good for 3 years, and then the fourth year, the city picks up the tab.
Now, city officials are already projecting another big deficit for the next budget. Fire and police make up the biggest portion of the city budget. This could very well mean some more reductions. What would you consider the minimal amount of officers the department needs to function properly?
I would say we're there right now. Mike, we're at about 175 officers in the Lansing Police Department, sworn officers, and I'd hate to see that number get any lower. We're going to need everybody to come on out and vote on November 8th. We're encouraging people to get out and vote, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But 175, I'd hate to see us get any lower than that, Mike.
Has there been any noticeable increase in crime in Lansing since this summer's layoffs occurred?
We've had a very, very busy summer. Our robberies and our break-ins, or B&Es, are up and noticeably up, and that's very concerning to me. Seems to be a little bit of stranger-on-stranger crime that we hadn't seen recently. But we're fortunate. We've got some great, great neighborhood watches, some strong community partnerships, and I encourage people in the city of Lansing to get involved. I always say the best thing is a nosy neighbor. So people looking out for each other, don't hesitate to call us. Call 911 if you see something that's out of place. Get involved in Neighborhood Watch. Know your neighbor. Pay attention. That's how we solve crime, Mike. It's working together as a community, striving for that excellence.
Is there any kind of reduction in the number of patrols and number of officers on the road at any given time at this point?
Yeah, we're averaging right now, it varies. But starting in the month of July, anywhere from 13 to 15 to 16 officers out on patrol. Our officers work 12-hour shifts, so there's a day shift and a night shift. Those are officers that are assigned to team areas. In addition to that, we still have four community policing officers that are working along with our motorcycle unit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're filling in with them here and there and everywhere, but they're also a big help to us. And with this grant, we're going to be able to put our school resource officers back in the school, too. So that's very pleased about that, Mike.
I'm talking to Lansing Police Chief Teresa Szymanski. Chief Szymanski, you know, while I have you here, I do want to ask you just a few questions. We only have a few minutes on the shooting death of 17-year-old Darrenisha Clay, but, you know, by a Lansing police officer earlier this year. I know an investigation found the shooting was justified, although I wonder why the use of a taser didn't occur. Is it not a standard piece of equipment for officers?
Well, a couple things, Mike. Not all officers have tasers, and not all officers are trained to use tasers. But unfortunately, no disrespect, Mike, but we're in litigation on that case right now, so I'm in a position where I really can't say too much about the case. It's certainly a very unfortunate incident, a very sad incident. our heart goes out to the Clay family and also certainly to Officer Rendon and his family.
Well, let me ask you a general question. I mean, do you believe that tasers should be a standard part of any officer's equipment?
Well, again, we have some officers have them and some don't. We train to them, and they're quite an expensive tool, and we do our best to try to equip our officers with the most modern technology equipment that we have, and we'll continue to train with those and continue to use those.
And, you know, in terms of training in general, I wonder when police officers are faced with a situation where they do draw their weapon and they fire, are they always trained to shoot to kill, or do they sometimes shoot to disable or maim?
Yep, we're trained, Mike, to shoot until the threat stops. So once the threat stops, we are no longer allowed to fire our weapon.
I see. And now in this situation, there is an ongoing case. Have you been surprised by the community response to this particular shooting?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. It's a very tragic situation. And you know what? It's wonderful that the community cares. That's excellent. And it's nice to work with our community partners. These are tough issues. And working together, we can make a difference, and we can affect change, and that's what we plan on doing.
And like, I know you've been to a community meeting or several on the shooting itself. Do you have any sense of why there's continued concern over this particular incident?
Well, it's very troubling to a lot of folks, a lot of our community members, and you know what? That's okay. I mean, they have a right to ask questions, and they have a right to be concerned. And again, I can't get into any of the details or anything because of the litigation, but we certainly respect that, and we'll continue to work with our community and the leaders in our community to resolve issues as they arise.
Finally, crime in Lansing. What kind of numbers have we seen so far this year? Is there any measurable uptick or reduction in the crime rate?
Mike, I've seen a little bit of an increase in armed robberies and burglaries. That's been the two most alarming things that I've seen an uptick in. Some of our other areas were down. Some of our other areas in our Part 1 crimes were staying the same. So we're measuring that, you know, but I think I guess we just have to wait and see what the final numbers come out. But we have seen an uptick in our robberies and our home invasions, burglaries.
And do you think that's mostly due to the economic conditions people are facing, or is it due to the changes or the reduction in the police force?
Well, certainly our economic issues is troubling, and you know, a lot of people are desperate, and you know, when people get desperate, sometimes they have to do desperate things to protect their families. So, you know, it's certainly a contributing factor.
I see. And in terms of police response time, what is the typical response time that Lansing police officers have when they get called, let's say, to a break-in of a sort at a home or at a business?
Well, our responses are based upon priorities. It depends if there's a crime in progress. It depends if this person, the severity of it, if a person is injured, if the person is armed. All those variables are measured when we're responding to calls for service.
Let's see. Lansing Police Chief Teresa Szymanski, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.